This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We're back with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, who works weekends as a pundit for Fox and who works Fridays here on Day to Day, advising us what is going to be said on all those Sunday talk shows so that you, dear listener, may sleep in that morning. Juan, good to talk with you again.
Nice to be with you, Alex. Welcome back.
Thank you. And who is where this weekend? Who's going to be on which shows?
Alex, Speaker of the House Denny Hastert will be on Fox News Sunday, as will Senator Joe Biden, the Democrat who really leads the Democratic charge on the Intelligence Committee. In addition, Wesley Clark, the Democratic candidate for the Democratic nomination, will be on Face the Nation. He was on Meet the Press last week. Senator Tom Daschle, the Democratic leader in the Senate, will be on Meet the Press.
Okay. So on Fox, you will be talking with Joe Biden and Speaker Hastert, and I imagine that a leading subject for both of these guys is going to be Mr. Bush's trip to Great Britain, what he said there, and developments in Iraq.
Absolutely, Alex. In fact, I think with Biden, we'll really start with the idea that Biden has already said he has a plan for how to change the U.S. position in Iraq. Basically, he wants more troops sent in to try to gain control of the security situation, which continues to be a large problem for the Bush administration, large now even extending beyond the borders of Iraq into Turkey, as we saw this week. So there's going to be lots of discussion about whether or not there's a need for more troops, with the bottom line being whether or not we should be internationalizing the ongoing effort to try to gain some control over Iraq. The U.S. government indicated this week, I should say the Bush administration indicated this week, they will be going back to the United Nations seeking another resolution to try to internationalize the struggle as part of their exit strategy. This is a new leap, a new escalation, if you will, in the administration's way of thinking about the need to get other forces involved in Iraq. And the administration has been criticized widely for being too unilateral in its approach. That apparently now is crumbling from the administration perspective.
Interesting that the administration is not actually putting anyone out on the talk shows this weekend, but I guess they're all on the plane coming back from London, and they'll be too tired by the time they get back. But the other people who are on the talk shows are leading Democrats, and this is an interesting week for them with the ruling on gay marriages in the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court.
Oh, it's very interesting because obviously what you have here is a major political issue, one that is going to, as at least from the early indications, play against the Democrats and play into President Bush and the Republican emphasis on family values and character and integrity and all the rest. This is something, the idea of gay marriage, it does not play well in terms of the American public and opinion polls. But what you're going to see is that the Bush administration is going to escalate its attempts. We talked about escalating their attempts to create an exit strategy before in terms of Iraq. Well, with regard to gay marriage, they're going to escalate attempts to get a constitutional amendment that would ban anything but marriage between a man and a woman, and thereby, I think, play into the hands of lots of their base voters, people who are sort of evangelicals, faith-based types, and say, you know what, this is for you. We are speaking to you. We're going to speak to your values and to who you are as the American people. In a way that I think is in line with what the administration has been doing for several weeks now,
right?
Playing in terms of the energy bill, saying to their base, you know what, we're all for drilling, we're trying to do more, playing to their base time and again in terms of the abortion issue on the on what the Republicans, the Bush administration, calls partial birth abortions, an abortion procedure that's been controversial, but trying to line up their base to say, we are speaking to your issues. And again, this gay issue plays right into that strategy on the part of the Republicans and Karl Rove, the president's top political advisor.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, thanks for speaking with us again.
Alex, my pleasure.